Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, the Eagles have won the Super Bowl. It came down late last night. If you were watching the replay, Ike didn't know what was going on. It's a Trey Day. Trey Thomas is here.
Yes, sir.
But Trey, before we do that, as we do after every Eagles victory, and this was a big victory,
we
introduced the man with the Eagles hat and the Miracle on Broad Street t-shirt. His name is Isaiah Reese. Hello, Ike.
Victory!
Yeah! The Eagles fly on the road to fight. Yes. So you watched it last night. Ike, I knew that we were going to have some people watching along with us. I knew that it was going to be fun. Man, it was a lot more fun than I even thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, man, yeah. It really was. Shout out to everyone, all the listeners who joined in on Twitter with us last night, rewatching, reliving that obviously memorable game.
So many things I forgot.
In this city's great history, the Eagles winning their first ever Super Bowl. Shout out to Ben Livingston, who runs our Twitter account, who really
did a great job.
He got the cult together last night, man, and it grew. It was almost as big as Boogie signing with Golden State last night. But
well, locally, I bet you was bigger.
Yes, it was.
Were we trending in Philadelphia?
We were trending.
Yeah.
We were the number two, I believe, right, Ben? Last time I looked, we were the number two trending topic last night.
Look at that.
Man, Super Bowl replay.
What's up, Trey?
I tried to get involved with it, but I didn't know I had to hashtag everything. Ben left that out. You know, with all his text and calling, hey, man, to make sure that I'm up on what's going on.
Right.
He didn't tell me that. Yeah, so I'm steady tweeting, but finding out that I'm on the outside looking in.
Yeah, I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, nobody paid attention to my stuff. No. It's okay.
That was good.
I thought some of it was funny.
So did I.
Today's the day. Whether hopefully you watched it last night with us, you've watched it recently, but really reliving all the moments. 888-729-9494. It's not going to be complicated today's show. I didn't remember. The Eagles having as much success as they did in the first half. I don't know. I even watched it a couple months ago, but I mean, they were up 15-3, then 15-6, driving in the Patriots' territory. I mean, I'm not going to say they dominated the first half. They had an opportunity to maybe dominate it, and then Tom came back. I remember that part.
Yeah, well, the interception, the tip ball to Alshon Jeffrey, which was a good throw, play just wasn't finished. That really stopped the blowout from happening. The Eagles were on their way to going up, I believe, 22-6 at that
point.
It would have been 22-6 at that point.
Meanwhile, they drive down for a touchdown after that.
And that's what got the Patriots back in the game. But it was, I tell you, man, it never gets old. Watching it go back and forth, and I think just kind of reliving it through Twitter as well made last night even more special. Because even though we knew the outcome, obviously, right?
I was still nervous, though, Trey.
I dove completely into character, right? I was tweeting as if I didn't know what the hell was going on last night, trying to relive some of the tweets I had during the course of the game at that time. And I still yelled at Doug last night for calling Philly
you
on
wanted
fourth
a field
and two.
Goal.
Yeah, I still wanted a field goal last night.
You know, I'm sitting there watching this game, man, and I'm watching it like I usually watch a game with my stopwatch and my different color pens.
You charted every play.
I charted every play.
On his legal pad.
Yeah, I was, and at a certain point, I was like,
can I take
right.
a picture of your legal pad?
Sure, that's fine, yeah.
You're the only other person at this station, you and Ray Diddy, with legal pads, man.
Hey, man, I learned from Ray Diddy,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
So, like, I'm
yeah.
charting the game, and I'm like, you know what, we won this game, man. You know, just sit back and just enjoy the moment, you know. And
you, Trey, that's what I enjoyed it last night, because during the Super Bowl, I was a mess.
Yeah.
I don't even really remember what was going on. I remember it being exciting, but you were worried about Tom coming back in the second half, and he did it. They had three 75-yard touchdown drives in a row, and they took the lead finally. I forgot the Eagles had led pretty much the whole game until the Patriots went up 33-32.
Oh, yeah, and I'm watching that game, watching the clock, watching the game, watching the clock, watching the game, watching the clock, saying, please wind down, please wind down.
Yes.
Let me get this thing over, and once the Patriots took the lead, I said, damn it, you're going to do it to us like this? This is how you're going to do it to us, right? In the end, rip our hearts out in the end? I got to admit, February 4th, I was sitting there taking double shots at that time because I'm like, man, this is how it's going down. We done played. I don't know if we could have played any better than we played right now. And these, you know what, have still come back and taken the lead. They took the lead late in that game, and I'm saying to myself, oh, God, it's going to go down this way.
Know, some teams that win championships and they won the championships, and you give them credit for that, but you're still kind of like, they won a championship, but they really weren't all that good. I'm trying to think of an example right off the top of my head. The Eagles are a championship team.
Oh,
the players
are
championship players. The coach is a championship coach.
Yeah.
He outcoached Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's really what I came away from last night, right, is that I'm looking at this game, and I know, you know, Nikki Six, as I'm representing this shirt today, Miracle on Broad Street.
Mm-hmm. My man.
St. Nick. Was the MVP last night. Boy, he was dropping dimes, right? He was dropping dimes last night in that game.
He was.
But the star of that game, the MVP of that game, you just mentioned, I came away from that game saying, yep, I knew it. Doug Peterson called a hell of a game in that Super Bowl. I mean, you got Bill Belichick on the opposite side of the field. You're shredding his defense. That's what he specializes in. Matt Patricia is a defensive coordinator, but that's Bill Belichick's defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he specializes in. And I'm like, Doug's going toe for toe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Malcolm Butler standing on the sideline for some reason, picking his nose.
Yeah.
And Doug is dialing up plays left and right. And I know Nick had to execute the plays. He had to make the throws. And he made some beautiful throws last night.
Man.
But there were play calls in that game last night that if you don't have the mindset going into the game that I'm going to be aggressive, I'm not going to allow my fear to not allow me to call a game that got us here. This is what got us here all year long, fourth down, fourth and eight, all that stuff. Doug, aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. Well, he didn't get to the biggest stage and turtle up. He didn't turtle up. He didn't turtle up when he got the lead.
No, the fourth and one play where 5:38 left to go in the game.
Zach Ertz.
From their own territory. They're at the 46-yard line.
How many coaches would have punted that?
Most.
Plenty of time left in the game.
You don't win that game
plenty
if you punt it.
Plenty of time left in the game.
And Trey, this is where they had just driven. They had three straight drives of 75 yards for touchdowns. The defense was worn down. Tom was having his way. If you give the ball back to them at that point, I don't want to say it's over because they could stop them, and they did stop.
But Brandon, the feeling was it would have been over. That was the feeling, is that if you punt this ball, we're losing this game.
Doug already had it in his head before that play ended that he was going for it on fourth down. Yes, and it was maybe the biggest decision of the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that and right before the half, I mean, because we've examined that play 1,000 times. And we know if that play is not converted.
Well, I'd say the majority of the people watching it real time said, take the three. What are you doing? Take the three.
Oh, yeah.
Trey, what was the play that you think? We were talking about this before the show. What was the play that you think he was thinking about calling? Because remember, he calls timeout.
Yeah.
It's still fourth down. He's looking at his chart. He's got his finger on a play. And then Nick comes over. And says, how about Philly? What do you think he calls there if Nick doesn't come over?
Oh, man, who knows what happens? Who knows? What, inside zone? You know, it's fourth and two.
Get a ball to Garrett Blunt.
Let's get Blunt or Clement, because Clement was the back at the time.
Let's get LeGarrette Blunt the ball.
Yeah, let's put the hammer in there.
I'm going with the big fella. Let's get LeGarrette Blunt the ball.
Yeah, let's go.
That's another thing that I came away last night was that Ajayi Blunt and Clement are all three individually had great games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, they didn't get combined. If you look at their numbers, it's unbelievable. But Blunt played great. Ajayi, when he was in there, was good. And Clement out of the backfield came up with a couple of great, great plays in the passing game.
Yeah, the passing game.
He really did. And some of their plays overshadowed what the receivers did.
Yeah.
Right? Alshon with three huge catches in that game, including a touchdown. Nelson Aguilar, 9 catches in that game.
It's another thing.
Big third down conversion late in the game where he bounced off a James Harrison tackle, I believe it was.
Yeah, off of it.
Yeah, and kept a drive alive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right, Torrey Smith, some big plays. Big third down conversion where he caught the ball over the middle on the opening touchdown drive, I believe it was, on third down where he picked up a big catch there. So those receivers played very well in the game. It's just what the running backs were doing and what Nick was doing as the quarterback. And even Zach Ertz had a pretty doggone good game.
I mean, yeah, the one where he had to keep the drive alive. Yeah,
did anybody on offense have a bad game? Nobody.
Because no.
the offensive line was great.
The offensive line ball, they did a really good job of keeping
no sacks.
I mean, you had a couple penalties out there, but I mean, overall, it was just a clean game. Everybody played well.
Yeah, those penalties was just to try to keep the Patriots in the game. That's when they were trying to cheat.
Yeah, a little bit. You had a couple holding calls. Yeah. I mean, Mills, it was.
Okay, that one was a hold on Mills. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That one over the middle, that was a
hold.
Yeah.
So this is, especially to start the show, this is it, your reaction. If you watched it or you're just reliving the game through us, 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese on a Trey Day. Trey Thomas in the studio. Trey needed some extra help today in the studio. He brought a special guest with him today.
Yeah, I had my dad, man.
Brought your dad in here.
Yeah, my family, man.
Pops.
I went from empty house to now I have everybody here, I have my parents here now,
Well, that means there's food in your house, right?
Yeah, there's food in the house.
Last time I talked to you 2 weeks ago, you had a stale piece of bread.
Yeah, it was rough, man. I was living off the Alpha and Omega pieces of the bread, man, the beginning and end. I only had the poop. 2 butt ends of the loaf.
That's all you had.
And some cottage cheese and trail mix, man, and I got on through, man. We made it work.
That's all you needed.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Favorite player moment of the game. Underrated play of the game. 1,152 yards, most in any NFL game of all time. I look at it, and I watch the game, and even if the Eagles weren't involved in this game, anybody that watches it says, wow, it's one of the best games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
My favorite play in the game?
Favorite play.
The Alshon touchdown.
The early one.
The early Alshon touchdown.
Yeah, that was a big play.
Because we came out the opening drive, right? Moved down the field relatively easy. Got the field goal, right? Patriots came back. They got the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
LeGarrette Blount has that big run that he rips off. And then that very next play to throw to Alshon. I said, oh.
It's a great play call.
I said, oh, we came to play. We came to play. We came to play today.
Well, the first drive was only a field goal. But I watched, there's a mic'd up on YouTube of the game, about 42 minutes. I watched it this morning. And it's great to see the coaches over there because you could feel that they're like, we can beat these guys. Everybody on that field for the Eagles thought they could win that game. They were the better team.
Oh, yeah.
And they were.
The first drive was a 13-play drive.
Yep.
They moved down the field that first drive. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. It's like they only got 3, but on the sidelines, the coaches are saying, oh, we got 3. Yeah. We wanted a touchdown, but we can beat these guys. Mm-hmm. And that's how they felt.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
We'll come back. We'll take your calls. We have all the audio from the game. Extended Merrill and Mike calls. The greatest moments from the Super Bowl. We'll play at 4:30 the Jason Kelce parade speech in its entirety at 4:30.
Oh, really? Oh,
in its entirety. I hope that it's edited, Ben. Okay.
My dad hasn't heard this, so this is going to be really good.
Pops hadn't heard it?
No. Oh, man. We're going to take the edit button off then, man.
Yeah.
That Pops hear that thing for real.
So that's coming up.
Just raw.
Let it hear raw, man.
And we have a prize that a lucky caller is going to get today that is amazing. And we'll tell you about that coming up. Again, the phone number, Marks and Reese, John Marks, Ike Reese, on a Trey Day. Trey Thomas, 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. We're back with your phone calls and the first great memory right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.